Everyone is welcome to this line. Today, we're holding a mitten Yemei Adin, in the middle of the Mei Adin. Mei Adin begins from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. And in the Pasuk it says, V'roi v'yem ahu, it'll be that day. Yitoka v'shefa godel, the Rabbeinu Shalom will blow with the great shefa. Those that are lost in Asher, Eretz Mitzrayim, they will bow, Lashem Barakodesh Birushalayim. They will come back. In other words, Rabbeinu Shalom promises that Klal Yisrael will be coming back. Those that are lost will come back. We have to understand what it means by Shefa Godel, with the great Shefa. What is this great Shefa about? Where do we find this great Shefa? So the Mephoshim explain that the Pasuk by Shefa Godel means the union of Tshuva. It is a Seir Samei Tshuva, and we have to think how we can come back to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that we were looking for ways. And with time, we will find the right way to go, hopefully. But it seems that Bayim Ahu Yitoka B'Shefa Godla means that when people will awaken and they will hear that Shefa Godla, they hear such a inyan the tshuva that a person could repent and come back to himself, come back closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And this is something that is in the hands of the person himself. Nobody else can help him. He himself has to help himself. So there are moments in life that people feel for a moment, maybe I should come back. Something awakened him. So the greatest awakening is the Rabbeinu Shalom himself says appears in these days, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is closer to Klal Yisrael. In the 10 days of Tshuva, the first 10 days of Tishrei, it seems that Rabbeinu Shalom says the Chazal like that. The Rambam says that Tshuva always helps, but in these days it's closer, it's easier. Why is it easier? Because Rabbeinu Shalom comes to us, and Rabbeinu Shalom opens up to us, so we are ready to grab that opportunity. That opportunity that we can come closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's what the Pasuk tells us. That day, that is the day that the person will come to himself and realize it. But oivdim be'eretz asher, those that are lost, v'nidochem be'eretz Mitzrayim, they are lost there. And they will bow to the Rabbeinu Shalom, wearing Yerushalayim HaKadosh. In other words, there will be an urge, an urge, that he wants to come back. So there is an nekuda by a person that inside himself, there's always such a need that a person wants to come back. He knows that he did what he did a whole year, what he did a whole time, and a person has a certain moment that awakens him, actually. That's what in Pasuk it says, Uri Yeshena Mishnaschem, wake up those that are sleeping. You're in a slumber, you're in a deep sleep. But at the same time, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, come back. It says in the Rambam that in these days, the days of Aser Samei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Shalom is closer than all the time of the year. And the Rambam says more, and he says that Kia Shefa Barashona, that the Kosef says that you have to blow, it's a mitzvah to blow Shefa Barashona. So the Rambam says, it tells us Kloima, that's what it tells us. Uri Yeshena Mishnasrim, wake up those that are sleeping and slumber, when they're domim. Hekitzu, those that are dreaming, you're just dreaming. So Rabbeinu Shalom says, Chizr b'tshuva, Bezichu Barach, remember the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Rambam says, these are those that forgot where they are over the whole year, whatever we're involved in. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, in these days, in the Aseres Meitshuva, a person, the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us, come back. It's a time to come back. And the Rabbeinu Shalom helps a person. So the Rambam says that, therefore, a person all year round, it's a person says that he has some time of chaparai, something that's not wrong, that's wrong and it's not so kosher, not so right. So he says, at this time, it's a time of awakening. That is Aseres Meitshuva. Aseres Meitshuva is a time, but it tells the person, you must get up. You must get up because you're sleeping till now. That's what means Uri Yishena Mishnaschem. You should get up from your sleep. And the Shefa Godel, he says, the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring a Shefa, the Shefa Godel Yitoka. What is this Shefa? So the Mephoshim say that the Shefa means the Koyach HaTshuva. That a person has such a Koyach. There's a Koyach HaTshuva in a person. And the person, from time to time, it pumps his heart that now, maybe now's the right proper moment that he can awaken. He can do the right thing. But it seems that that's what is expected of a human being. A human being is expected that he will, that he's able to. The Ian that the person you're bowing, your kippah also. What does it mean, bowing? Bowing means that you're mevatel yourself. You don't exist. You put yourself down and you don't exist at all. And that is when a person feels that he's mevatel himself, that he doesn't exist anymore, that is, he's nothing. A person is nothing. What is a person? He can't do anything. It's only what Rabbeinu Shalom lets him do. But he himself is not a doer. But a person is makir that he cannot do anything, and he has to leave everything to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's ishtachavo. Ishtachavo means bowing. Bowing means that you realize you just fall down. You're not yourself anymore. You're in somebody else's hands. So either you're in the hands of Yetzer Hara, which is not so pleasant, because he dictates your life. Who knows what it can lead you to? On the other hand, if a person, for a moment, he gets a clear moment in his mind, and he starts to think, wow, what did I do till now? I can become so good, I can change myself. I can change myself, I'm somebody else now. That's what I can do. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, he says a person, before is bozui, about chet is bozui. But when you do tshuva, it says, you're a different person altogether. It's not the same person. It's not, as that's what Rambam says. Rambam said, before you can think, that's a, it, in Rambam it says more, that tshuva is so great that it brings the person, human being, brings him closer to Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what it says, tshuva Yisroel ad Hashem Elokecha. Go back to Rabbeinu Shalom. In other words, a person very close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he tells the person, you moved away from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So he tells him now, come back, you can get close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. If you'll do tshuva, and you start to do what's right, the Rambam says, tshuva mekarebes tzarchoikim. Tshuva brings the person closer, those that are further away. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, he says as follows, emesh hoyezeh sonri. Yesterday he was hatred by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Okay, meshukas to meruchok v'toevo. It was very disgusting to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ve'ayoyim u'ov v'nechmat korav yedid. He became beloved, close to the Rabbeinu Shalom and yedid Hashem. And the Rabbeinu Shalom has such a koyach. That Rabbeinu Shalom has such a closeness to the Baal HaTshuva that the Rambam He's so close to him. He became a deed. He changed different. He's a different personality. It says more in the Rambam. He says, Rabbeinu Shlom is machik. He's pushed away people that are sinners. Pushed away sinners. But if a person wants to come back, he's very welcome. And in fact, the person can make fun his averus, he makes a maisa mitzvah. That's a chidush. That a person becomes so close that whatever he did before, he did averus before. If averus become mitzvahs, that we have to understand how it's transformed into a different, it's a different maisa. The maisa was the barachik when I mentioned, before it pushed him away from the Rabbeinu Shalom, today become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he realizes that what he did was wrong, it seems that uplifts a person that is in a different state of mind now. Now he's looking what he did yesterday was wrong, and today I'm a different person. I'm not the same person that I did yesterday. I'm away of it's past what I did before. And that is the koyach of a person. The koyach of a person is that he pushed away whatever happened before is gone, and now is a different person altogether. In Rabbi Yehuda says a gewaltige chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda in Yesod HaTshuva, is after he made the Shari Tshuva, and after Sefer HaYiro he has about a person could do Tshuva, and then he has a Sefer that's called Yesod HaTshuva, the Yesod HaTshuva. And he says a tremendous chiddush, he says, something new. He says a person could feel and think that whatever passed in the back, it seems he doesn't have to go through the Shara Yatshuva because it's a different approach. It's an approach that yesterday I was a chayte. And a person could say, today I'm starting a new life. A new life means, and he speaks out, that he should feel today, starting a new life, he doesn't even have the schusim that he did all the mitzvahs. I'm starting a new life, like born anew. He's a new person today. And when he started, that's what Rabbeinu Yehuda says in Yesod HaTshuva. In Yesod HaTshuva, he says that the Rabbeinu Shlom could say it's a person. The Rabbeinu Shlom, but the Nevi'im said, Shuvah v'Hashiva Mekutu. You can go back, leave over the chatoim, and there will not be a michshol for you. So he says further, he says, Ashlichem aleichem kol pesheichem, throw away all the pshoim, all the chatoim that you did, all the avels that you did. Vasulachem leif chodosh, make yourself a new heart, veruach hadosha, a person can start with a new day today. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says that a person that is a choyte and he wants to become good, so he says from today, I start a new life today. And he says such a chidush, he says, I'm throwing away my neschusim because I'm a new person today. So he says, b'yemahu yashlich kol pshov. He throws away all his chatoim, asher osa, v'yase asmei kilu boi b'yoyim noilad. He makes himself as though he was born that day. That's what he says. He throws away whatever he has. V'yim b'yodoi, he says, he has nothing in his hands, lo ischus v'lechoivo. He has no schusim and no choivis. When he says, v'zehu ha'yoyim t'chil asmasim. Today I'm a new person, a new human being today. If a person can make himself human, it seems that the guy, Yesod HaTshuva, he says, he calls it Yesod HaTshuva, that a person can make himself, that I'm not the same person I was yesterday. Since I'm not the same person, so whatever I did yesterday does not count today. You can't bring it anymore. Because whatever I did, I'm a new person, that's not the same person. So that's for sure that the mitzvahs that he did before, he will get schar somehow. Later, he'll get schar for that. But at the moment he wants to renew himself, revive himself, that today I want to be a new person and I'm starting a life anew, then from then he has to begin from the beginning, from nothing. I'm starting from nothing. Eina l'schus l'chayv, it says. He has no schusim and he has no averis. Starting a new life. I'm not the same person as yesterday. Yesterday you're the chayte. Today you're a person himself. He says that's the oifim of tshuva. He says. So he says later. He says that you can say vidui. If I did so and so, if I am a domon anymore. But it seems that Rabbeinu Shalom gives a person such a koyach that a person has bekoyach. Because he has to change himself, there's completely a new human being. That's what he does himself. So it's today. Today is Samgdalia. It was Samgdalia today. We're already after the Tanis, we finished Samgdalia. Today already we're in the Yemei HaTshuva. So in the Yemei HaTshuva, you have to think, what can we do? So this one essay is, that a person is able to start a new life again. A new life means that he has no chatoim, and he says he has no schusim. He's born anew. Today is a new person. So if we have such a koyach, and we utilize this koyach, so we have to realize, and start to think, and we start to think about the entire environment. If we feel ourselves, if we are a new person, so you have to behave anew. Whatever you do, you have to think over, is that the right thing to do? Behaving at home with the spouse, you also have to have it, a certain amount of respect, that you respect one another. So if you start a new life, isn't that the greatest thing a person can do? The Rabbeinu Shalom gave a person such opportunity. And it seems that Rabbeinu Shalom, that's foolish in the Rishonim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom helps Kol Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shalom Bali Tshuva have a special rank by the Rabbeinu Shalom, that Rabbeinu Shalom is mekarab them, and he helps them. If they need a little help, so he's ready to help them. The Rabbeinu Shalom is ready to help them. If Rabbeinu Shalom is ready to help us in these days in Yemei HaTshuva, isn't that the greatest opportunity? And it states in the Rambam that even the whole year Tshuva is not only tolling on the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but it seems at these days it's easier. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a special brocha, and these days of Tshuva, these Yemei HaTshuva, they're called Yemei HaTshuva. And that is the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva are days that we make a cheshbon, a nefesh. We make it, what did we do? What did we accomplish? And what we could accomplish? And if a person would calculate what he could do, is immeasurable how he could accomplish so much in life. He can learn more. He can help somebody else more. He can think about somebody else. What can I do for you? But how can I help you? A person has so many abilities. A person is very busy with his own task, what he has. It's true. It's hard today to make a living. A person has to work hard and toils very hard. But at the same time, when a person has to think about himself, what can I do for myself? Oh, then there's a gewaltig opportunity, yes. It's an opportunity for himself. You can start a life anew. That's the Yesod HaTshuva. Rabbi Yenis Yesod HaTshuva is that if you want, you're able to start a life anew. The life that begins with Shlemus begins calm and collected, and he thinks, what can he do? Thinks it over. And the Rabbeinu Shalom helps those. The Rabbeinu Shalom helps special Bali Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Shalom has a special ranks them, that they are the ones that are closest to Rabbeinu Shalom. They are close to Rabbeinu Shalom. They're coming back to Rabbeinu Shalom. So Rabbeinu Shalom is called as Peshet Yad. He stretches out his hand to help them. Come back. They come back to me. Here, I'm ready. The Bein Shem is ready to accept us. That's what you have to know. And this Aseres HaMetshuva, but the Rabbeinu gave us a special opportunity. The Rabbeinu selected Aseres HaMetshuva. That's why it's called Aseres HaMetshuva. And the Rambam states it clearly. It says if Shuva is good all year round. But in these days, in the days of Aseres HaMetshuva, is closer. So it seems there's a special hashgacha, but the Rabbeinu Shalom is mashgiach on us and is mashpia on us, that we should be able to come back to ourselves, because the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to come back to ourselves. So my bracha is that it is Aseres HaMetshuva. The Rabbeinu Shalom should listen our tshuva, that we all want to come back to the Rabbeinu Shalom, become closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if we want to come closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom stretches out his hand and he helps us. He helps us to do tshuva also. The tshuva itself helps us. And a person, when he starts to realize that whatever a person does, his ma'asim tovim, as a person does, the same chas v'shalom, if he does an avera, he understands the same person, the Rabbeinu Shalom often do an avera also. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to do anything. The Rabbeinu Shalom has it, gives you a chance in Mir Sashem, you'll become a Baal Tshuva, to come back to yourself. So I want to share with you, interesting, have a Mechutin that he brought many Baal Tshuva from Russia. He was the first one that opened up the doors to Russia. So he asked one of the people, the Baal Tshuva that he brought from Russia, how long will they call you a Baal Tshuva? So the Baal Tshuva answered him, he told him, Alevai, all my life they should call him Baal Tshuva, because I want him to remain a Baal Tshuva, because he wants to be in that stage that he's called a Baal Tshuva. He told him, a Baal Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Shalom helps more Baal Tshuva. So he helps a Baal Tshuva, so I want to be a Baal Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Shalom always helped me. But this feeling that a person that you became a Baal Tshuva, that you should be proud of it. That's remarkable. Though it's seldom Chazal, you're not allowed to mention to somebody that you are a Baal Tshuva. It's critical too, same time. Like you weren't always the way you are today. So that you're not supposed to say that. You're embarrassing him. It's just embarrassment in a certain amount, because he doesn't. But on the other hand, if a person feels that being a Baal Tshuva is something that he gained himself, and he grew with that, and he's today is a different person, and he lives with it, then he's proud of it. He's proud, I'm a Baal Tshuva. So in other words, the same feeling, that if you embarrass him with Baal Tshuva, could be used for embarrassment. But at the same time, you have to use it for elevating a person. You're a Baal Tshuva. You have different chiyuvim. You have to think differently. You have to, because you are able to do more than anybody else. Because Rabbeinu Shalom says, Baal Tshuva, oh, they're very close to me. And those are Tshuva. Shemekarebes esodem laKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva brings a person close to Rabbeinu Shalom. And a person, when he realizes that, when he becomes Baal Tshuva, he becomes close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it says in the Rambam, he's a different person today. Yesterday was about Chet, about Avera. Rabbeinu didn't want anything to do with it. And today, he's beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He calls him Bniyato. You're my child. He becomes a Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the ability that a person is able to do with himself. He can become a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Rabbeinu Shalom should give him whatever he needs. And he should help him wherever he needs help. So this is when we amaze ourselves, when we give over ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that is something that we have to live with. And that's why it's called a Baal Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva means he's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My bracha is the Rabbeinu Shalom should listen to our tefillos, and we should become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mir Hashem, we should be zeichet agula shlema, because it must be very close. because the world cannot fall so deep that the Rebbe Shalom has to send Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Koyev. And I'm sure he's around the corner, but we have to just open our eyes, open our hands, and to be mekabel ponim. And then, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, he will show and he will come to us. My bracha is that the new year should bring atzlocha for every individual, and from the Klal Yisrael b'frat. Klal Yisrael needs a lot of Yeshuas. Not to speak of that Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by 100 million Sinai Yisrael that hate Israel, and the whole world are not so close to the Eden. That we know already, we found out. There are persons, certain individuals, sometimes that they do chasadimit with Kol Yisrael, but it's only a temporary thing. But the Metzias Oilam is, there's a certain, and when we make it, certainly we'll calculate that Kol Yisrael lost 6 million people. 6 million Jews were lost in the World War. That's what was lost in Europe. So many millions of people that came the Herigula Misa. It's just beyond imagination. And the people around them helped them also. They used to bring wagons with Jews filled with people, just threw them into a pit. And there was one, they were shot with revolvers and then thrown in a pit and just burned. Can you imagine? This is where Klal Yisrael reached. So we, as the Rabbeinu Shalom, should have Rachmanes on us. The Sheiris HaPleito, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is rebuilding. You know, we should be proud of that. Families are bigger nowadays. There's Rabbeinu Shalom's bracha. The Rabbeinu Shalom should get bigger families. Rabbeinu Shalom wants to. But we should hope and pray that Rabbeinu Shalom send Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Korev and will be Zecher Tagula Shleimo, Mirtzeh Hashem, B'Korev Mamash.